Jerry leads you inside her home. She's got a lot of potted plants, basically everywhere. It's kind of like a jungle in here.
Oh, I see you like greenery.
Yes, I'm a skilled water mage. Watering all these plants is as simple as a snap. She takes you into a living room. She says, feel free to sit down anywhere.
Is that all you've got? Just a living room? You know, Rutherford had an office.
I have an office, if you prefer. It's just that there's a lot of you, and I felt this would be more comfortable.
How can you feel what's comfortable for me?
Just ignore him. He doesn't speak for us.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
That's because you're wearing a suit of plate mail.
But it's too hot. Can I have water?
Cherry gets a glass and then just pours water from her hand directly into the glass. She hands it to you.
Could I get ice?
She pulls up some runes, twists them around a little bit, and ice forms in your cup.
Oh, that is handy. That is a very handy magical power.
Isn't it, though? People always underestimate the value of water.
You live next to a river. You are denying yourself valuable exercise by pouring yourself water through fake magic.
I find it gives me more time to read reports and exercise my mind. Speaking of which, are you the one who ate one of the crystals from the dungeon?
Allegedly.
You allegedly ate one, or you allegedly are the one who did that?
Yes to both.
Interesting. How did that make you feel?
I don't remember exactly, but I do know I was annoyed shortly afterward because people told me to stop doing it.
I see. And did you pass the crystals afterward?
No. I'm a lizard man. I have a gizzard that I store tiny rocks inside, and I've been keeping the crystals, thank you.
Interesting. And do you feel like you've experienced any changes since you ate the crystals?
I have been involved in a lot of very dumb things since then, yes.
Hey, before we answer any more questions, I just want to make something clear. We expect to get something out of this. Our lives are in danger. We were followed by somebody, and the guy we used to be working with is dead.
Oh, don't worry. This is just a preliminary question. I was morbidly curious what happens after you eat one of the crystals. It's not an experiment that I'm aware that we've tried so far.
Well, Rutherford said that if we helped him, he was going to help me find a missing person who disappeared in the dungeon.
Was it specified who he was going to help you find? Because that wasn't in his notes.
Wait, you have his notes?
I have a copy of his notes. You see, in the curator's office, you can never be too careful. Sometimes people disappear for asking the wrong questions or getting involved with the wrong sorts. So we're encouraged to keep drop boxes and a living will of sorts. And if you pass away, then your research material will be moved on to someone else. I happen to be the person that Rutherford chose to take on his material.
That seems oddly convenient for you.
That's correct. We in the business of information brokerage are in a constant tangled web of deception and concern. If my own studies were at a dead end, I would have a motive to maybe put an end to one of my colleagues. But Rutherford never told me that I was going to be the one who received his material. It could have just as easily gone to one of my other colleagues on the same level.
So what I'm hearing is that the entire Curator Order is suspect, and you all murdered Rutherford.
Once again, correct. The entire Curator Order is all suspect. And that means that everyone is looking into it. When one of us gets killed, it's slapping around a hornet's nest. The fact you're being followed is no surprise. Anyone from the curation office might have hired someone to tail you. And it's got to be like cockroaches. The ones that you noticed following you, those were the low performers. You're probably being tailed by others.
You think that, but you let us in anyway?
Well, I'm part of the curation office, and I'm curious why Rutherford was killed. Me questioning you is just logical. Honestly, it may even help me a little bit, because it might imply that I don't have Rutherford's notes and therefore don't have much insight into what you've been doing with him. Every curator is going to assume that Rutherford was looking into something dangerous and someone decided to silence him.
But if you have his notes, then you already know more about what he's researching than we do.
That's true, but I don't know who killed Rutherford or why. And if you're attached somehow and I work with you, that might draw the killer out.
Oh, so we're just bait.
That and hired hands. But I'll make it worth your while. Who was it that you wanted me to look for? I'll find that person for you.
Oh, well, I don't want to say it in front of the others.
Ooh, is it a girlfriend?
No.
Is it a boyfriend? Are you secretly gay?
No, why does it have to be a lover?
I don't know what other kind of secrets you would have.
I can have perfectly benign, non-romantic secrets, okay?
Is the secret a person?
I tell you what, I'll lean down and you whisper what you're looking for into my ear.
Okay. It's my parents.
Okay. Interesting you would want to keep that a secret.
It's an interesting secret I want to hear. I want to know.
No, you guys are dicks.
All right, and they vanished into the dungeon. Do you happen to know around when?
I mean, it would have been maybe 15, 16 years ago, something like that.
Okay. That's going to be a tall order.
Well, that's my price. And if you can't do that, then I'm out.
All right. That's a fair bargain. It's a tall order, tall price, and what I'm asking is a lot, so I'll do it. I'll look into it, I'll find those people.
Do you need to know anything else, or...?
Not for now. Thankfully, you're a cat man, and one of the only ones I've met in the city so far. I'm sure there's a few others, but it can't possibly be more than a few hundred at best.
Few hundred? No, there's no way.
I'm pretty sure it is a few hundred.
I mean, I've never met another catman either.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you live in the nice part of town, do you not?
Well, yeah.
They don't live in the nice part of town.
Oh.
It is a girlfriend. You can't trick me.
Elvis, it's not a girlfriend.
Paul, it's okay to be in love.
Okay, I've got more information, and this is really important. They disappeared when I was little, and Namir was the one who got them in there. That's...
Namir? The temple owner?
Yeah. Yes, that's why I've been living there all my life.
That is important information. He's higher up in the curation office than I am.
So, what does that mean?
Well, it could mean his reasons are secret.
God, I knew this was going to be a waste of time.
Were they signed on with the Adventuring Guild?
I don't know.
Well, look, calm down. Just because it's harder to figure out doesn't mean it's impossible.
Paul, if your boyfriend and or girlfriend got lost in the dungeon because of Namir, how come you don't just ask him?
Oh, gee, Elvis, thanks. I hadn't thought of that.
You're welcome. Sometimes we forget the obvious.
He says, my parents went into the dungeon to pay for our living expenses, but they didn't come back. So he took pity, and he took me in, and he raised me, and paid for all my living.
Well, that's plausible. Is there a reason you don't think that that's the case?
I mean, nothing concrete. But Namir drinks sometimes, and he knows that I've wanted to go in the dungeon and look for answers myself, and... One time he got drunk and he was laughing about how one day I'm going to go in the dungeon and I'm going to make Namir a whole lot of money. And then he laughed like it was a really funny joke. And you know what? He's never taken me seriously. I have been wanting to train in the martial arts for ages, and kids half my age are taught the arts before I was.
All right. I see it's a raw issue. Well, I tell you what, if we can find some basic paperwork on it explaining where the bodies went and what happened... Odds are very good, just following Occam's razor, that the story is true, and Namir just doesn't take you seriously.
The paperwork could be falsified.
It could be, but that would require some effort, and before we make that kind of accusation, we would have to find a motive.
Well, he's a curator.
Mr. Paul, I'm afraid that's not a motive.
But there could be all kinds of reasons. He could have gotten them a ticket to go down there because he wanted to see what would happen if a giant bug ate their heads or whatever.
He could. And that's the thing, though, is I'll find paperwork explaining why he hired them, who they were connected to, and usually the purpose of their visit to the dungeon. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I'll look into it, and I'll find out what I can, and I will let you know.
But what if you don't find anything?
Then we will mark it down as hours billed. Normally, this kind of private investigation would cost you something. But in this case, it's just your cooperation I'm looking for.
Okay, fine. But I don't want to do anything crazy or illegal.
Understood. And the two of you, Elvis and Lowry, what would you like?
What was Rutherford giving me again?
Money, apparently.
Oh, then that's fine.
Mr. Lowry, I don't have anything written down for you. What was Rutherford paying you?
You people insult me with the assumption that I require material goods.
Looking for information is also a sort of exchange.
I don't need material information either. The only thing that I'm seeking is enlightenment.
So was he providing you with drugs?
No. Is that an option?
Well, it depends on the drug.
No, you're trying to get me hooked on drugs. No.
Sorry, I'd assumed you might already be an addict. In the notes it said, homeless, ? And possibly schizophrenic.
Society always doubts a genius.
I'm sure. So what is it that you want? How can I pay you?
By not paying me.
Okay, done.
Good, perfect. Do you see how much better that felt?
I don't understand.
We didn't exchange goods. Don't you feel better about having not done that? Isn't life better from not having made deals?
I suppose, yes. It's looking very bad to be in debt to you at this moment.
And there you are. Meditate on the wisdom that I've dispensed to you, and I will be happy.
Great. Lovely. Grand. Okay, well, let's get to the business that I wanted to discuss.
Okay, wait. I feel like I'd like you to reflect a little bit longer on my teachings.
Is this long enough?
Have you fully digested the meaning of my words?
I think so.
Then I've done as much as I can. Go on.
All right. Then, Rutherford's studies were focused on the crystal resonators and the machines in the dungeon. Those are the crystals that you've been eating, by the way. In fact, it's a subject of study for most of the curator office, because we're very curious about how they work, and if we can reproduce the technology. At the higher level of the dungeons, the crystal lattice is relatively simple. We can reproduce it, albeit at great cost. But the deeper you go, the more complex the lattice structure becomes. The lattice is sort of the internal arrangement of the crystal. There's a couple of theories on the exact purpose for their use, but one of the more popular ones is that it's a sort of resonator or amplifier. A small amount of magic feeds in, and then the crystals amplify the magic and make it more potent.
I have two issues with your theory. First of all, magic doesn't exist. Second of all, you can't just interchange resonator and amplifier.
What do you mean that magic doesn't exist?
Don't get him into it. Just
Paul.
Go on, please.
Well, I'm getting to the amplifier thing. You see, the theory is if you could get two or more of these pedestals to activate at once and you could somehow harmonize their activation, then they would resonate together and you would double the amplitude, like a wave.
I am so lost.
More than one pedestal make bigger magic.
But the dungeon is full of pedestals.
Precisely.
Since there is no magic, even if you multiply zero by two, you still get zero.
Your theory on magic is new to me. Do you have a manuscript that I could read that would help me understand a little better?
Lady, I can't read. How do you expect me to write?
Has anyone else written about your theories?
Writing is hurting your brain. You should practice memorizing important concepts.
All right, well, the bottom line is that we haven't been able to actually harmonize these pedestals to prove the theory until very recently. Rutherford theorized the fog skeleton that your group ran into was created by such a means. And apparently he did something similar on his own.
Yeah, he made a giant flying scorpion.
Well, that is only the second recorded instance of that ever happening.
And then somebody killed him for figuring that out?
I don't know why Rutherford was killed. The harmony theory has been around for quite a while, actually. In fact, one of the theories is that all the pedestals come together to form some sort of weapon, and that it must have vaporized the prior civilization that lived here.
So why kill him?
I don't know. That is the mystery, Mr. Paul, and the thing that all the Curators Guild is trying to understand.
What if he figured out how to resonate the gems so hard that they exploded and he died from that?
You know, Mr. Elvis, I hate to say this, but that's a little plausible.
Oh, perfect. Mystery solved. Now we can all happily go live in a cave.
I get hired to do a lot of private investigation, and I wish every case were as simple as saying, well, the victim simply exploded.
How often is that the answer?
Depressingly frequently.
So did Rutherford just explode? Nobody killed him?
No, it was definitely a murder. The room was scorched, and he's a fire mage, which implied that he tried to defend himself. Also, one of his arms was yanked off.
What if his arm exploded off?
I don't think that's what happened.
I think Elvis is just excited because he had an idea that was plausible.
Why do you guys keep saying my ideas aren't plausible?
What have you ever said before that is plausible?
No, I mean, what does plausible mean? What's applause?
It's when you clap your hands.
Why don't you guys clap for me?
You've never said anything that would make me applaud for you.
I don't understand.
Did Rutherford ever mention why he wanted to hire your group in particular?
It was because we saw the fog skeleton.
I see.
On the bright side, I mean, like, if we ever get captured, there's no way we could possibly betray anything you know, because we obviously don't understand it.
I understand it.
No, you don't.
I do so. I understood every word.
You don't know what a lattice is.
She said what it was. It was the structure of the pedestals and whatever.
Actually, it's the structure of the gem.
See? Idiot.
The gem, whatever. That's what I meant.
Lady, you shouldn't hire us to do anything. We are going to terminally screw everything up.
Normally, I would agree with you. But unfortunately, I'm in a bit of a bind, because you present a unique opportunity.
So if my ideas are going to be more plausible, should they just be performed better?
The fact is, you're being watched by concerned parties. Nobody else is. So if I want convenient bait, which you are, then I need to use your group.
Bait for what, exactly? What are you trying to get them to do to us?
Well, I don't know why Rutherford was killed. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But whoever killed him had a reason, and if we can find out who did the killing, we'll find out the reason.
Aren't the police doing this?
Mr. Paul, if we find out who's watching you, and then who paid them, and why, we might find out who killed Rutherford.
Or we will waste a crazy amount of your time, and you could cut your losses now and walk away from this.
Mr. Lowry, if I thought like that, I wouldn't be a curator field agent. I'd be an accountant.
Well, maybe you should be, because they're obviously a lot smarter.
Here's my plan. We'll lure out your tails, and then ask them what they know.
Nah, we already tried that. We invited them out to pizza, and they wouldn't tell us anything.
And it was such crappy pizza, too.
We didn't even get to play the game.
I was envisioning a slightly more forceful interrogation.
I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
Well, that's just fine, Mr. Paul. You're in luck, because I know exactly how to ask the right kind of questions. I'll come with you. You've already had lunch, so let's go get drinks. You can introduce me to your new friends along the way.